This message comes from NPR sponsor, MassMutual. The Financial Educators Council says 39% of Americans don't have someone to go to for financial advice, but you can plan for the short and long term with someone backed by 170 years of financial expertise at MassMutual.com.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. Time now for the song that changed my life. It's a segment we do with musicians who tell us about the songs that made them who they are. This week, it's Devendra Banhart.
We all know that the wind blows and the moon goes and our lungs grow.
Banhart is a singer-songwriter. He grew up living in both the U.S. and Venezuela. When he started cutting albums, it was the early 2000s. And back then, his recordings were simple. Usually a classical guitar, one mic, maybe two mics, if he was feeling elaborate. And his voice, warbling and almost ancient.
The body breaks and the body is fine. I'm open to yours and I'm open to mine. Body aches and that ache takes its time, but you'll get over yours and I'll get over mine, and the sun will shine and the moon will rise.
Those early albums like Niño Rojo and Rejoice in the Hands were hits, beloved by critics and college students everywhere. The writers lumped Banhart's music alongside acts like Animal Collective and Joanna Newsom in a genre called freak folk. It was the early 2000s. But Banhart's discography is hard to pin down. He's recorded ambient music, 60s fuzz rock, 80s new wave, tropicalia, sometimes all of them on the same record. Banhart's latest album is Flying Wig. Here's a single from it, Sirens. When we asked Banhart about the song that changed his life, he took us back to his childhood in Venezuela. He picked a song from one of that country's greats, Simon Diaz. Here's Devendra.
Hi, my name is Devendra Banhart. This is a song called Guillermina by Simon Diaz, and it's a song that changed my life.
Pusieron preso a tu marido, Guillermina. Pusieron preso a tu marido, Guillermina.
Well, you know, I grew up with Simon Diaz in Venezuela. He's a ubiquitous figure. You know, he's a cultural icon. You grew up seeing him on TV. I was so little that I don't know the name of any of the shows, but I don't think there was a moment when I didn't see him on TV doing something. And we love a variety show there. The long-standing variety show that everyone in Venezuela, my generation, grew up watching was called Sábado Sensacional. Sensational Saturday.
En Super Sábado Sensacional. Simón, ¿quién fue el superastro americano que a su estilo llevó caballo viejo por todo el mundo? Ray Conniff. Ok, vamos a ver este video. Su esposa y su hija cantando Caballo Viejo. Qué lindo videoclip.
You know, he's known as Uncle Simon. That kind of reach and that kind of, you know, familiarity. You know, it feels really like a family member for, I think, most Venezuelans of a particular generation. He's on the, you know, cereal boxes, you know. He's our first kind of celebrity cultural identity, you know. It's kind of, so he's, you know, I didn't even know he was a musician until I lived in America. Just this guy you see around. You're going to hear Simon Diaz walking down the street. It's as ubiquitous as salsa and cumbia and merengue, but you're not going to hear this song. Even though Simon doesn't have this one type of song, there's a happy party song. There's a really minimal and spacious, even avant-garde kind of spoken word kind of song.
Esta es una faena que hacemos en el llano antes de Semana Santa y consiste en sacar unos galápagos de unos caños que quedan después de las inundaciones de la sabana.
There's the classic tonadas, which are these laments that are woeful. This kind of, the spooky ghost Simón, which is the early tonadas. You know, the tonada de luna llena. There's a whole kind of range of moods and emotions that his career contains. Even though there's this entire prism of emotions in, within his career, there really isn't a song like this one. This one feels like an outlier.
Pusieron preso a tu marido, Guillermina. Pusieron preso a tu marido, Guillermina.
So Guillermina is Wilhelmina. It's a woman's name. And the first line is Pusieron preso a tu marido, Guillermina. They imprisoned your husband, Guillermina.
Y se lo llevaron para una fuerte prisión. Y como Guillermina quería tanto a su marido, fue a la cárcel a cantarle una canción. Fue a la cárcel a cantarle una canción.
And they took him to a very well-guarded prison, let's say. So they didn't take him just to prison, they took him to a really gnarly prison. Pero como Guillermina quería tanto su marido. But because Guillermina loved her husband so much, fue a la cárcel a cantarle una canción. She would go to jail and sing to him. Really, she went to jail and sang to him. Already there's a whole movie there. And there's so much there. Paints so, such a picture of devotion and loneliness and heartbreak.
Pusieron preso a tu marido, Guillermina. Pusieron preso a tu marido, Guillermina. Y se lo llevaron para una fuerte prisión.
The music is kind of lilting you along, carrying you through that kind of scene. It's very cinematic, just that there, okay, there's that scene.
Murió mi madre, yo estaba ausente. Murió mi madre, yo estaba ausente. Yo ausente estaba, yo no la vi. Pero me dice mi padre que en su agonía de muerte alzó su mano y me bendijo a mí. Alzó su mano y me bendijo a mí.
next. Murió mi madre y yo estaba ausente. My mother died and I wasn't there. Pero me dice mi padre que en su agonía de muerte. But my father told me that in the agony of her death throes, alzó la mano y me bendijo a mí. She raised her hand and blessed me. You know, why wasn't he there? And what was going on? And it's just so, already also an entire film exists there. Who knows? But it sounds like she blessed me could also be like she forgave me. You know, behind a blessing, I think that with a longing is to be forgiven. You know, that seems more, that could be the subtext of that line. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so heartbreaking. So heartbreaking.
Niña que bordas la blanca tela, niña que bordas la blanca tela, niña que tejes en tu telar, bórdame el mapa de Venezuela.
So the last stanza is niña que bordas la blanca tela, niña que tejes en tu telar. Bórdame el mapa de Venezuela y un pañuelito para llorar. So basically he's saying, this person who works with cloth in their workshop, will you please embroider the silhouette, the map actually, embroider the whole map of Venezuela. I don't know why I said silhouette. I imagine it was silhouette, but he's saying, bórdame el mapa de Venezuela. So just embroider the map of Venezuela on a little handkerchief for me to cry into. In a way, it feels like he's lamenting what's happened to his country because of the mismanagement of the government and the corruption of the government. I don't know, untreated anger that leads to violence. And yeah, I think he's really weeping for the whole country and what's happened to it through this song.
Y un pañuelito para llorar. Y un pañuelito para llorar.
Maybe it's about I'm not there and I miss it so much. Maybe it's a direct way of saying I'm weeping for this country, literally. It's so literal, I'm weeping into the country. You know, I need this handkerchief. You know, so it's even more oblique and then actually what seems explicit is actually even more hidden, what he's really trying to say about the country. There's also this literal stuff happening. I'm crying into the thing. Oh man, it just really blows my mind. And he has sad songs, for sure. He has sad songs. But this has such a, I don't know, maybe none of them are as explicitly woeful as this one, to me at least.
Niña del campo que corta flores, niña del campo que corta flores, de no me olvides y de azar.
When I perform this song, it's a real drag, because I don't want to f*** the lyrics. Doing covers is so perilous for me, because I don't mind if I mess up with my lyrics. I forget them all the time. We just played a show, and I've played this one song more than a thousand times. I've been playing for 20 years. I got the first line, the next one, no idea what it is. So I just kept repeating the first line. And I kind of mumble something, maybe make something new up. Okay, eventually remember it. That doesn't really flow or fly so well with doing a cover. You really want to honor the song. So that's a moment where we're really expressing gratitude and trying, and that's the most focused moment usually in our sets, because we are really in a communal kind of place. That's one of the things that we long for. You know, we long for ritual, and music has this, that especially the live performance has all these three things that are so important: community, ritual, and healing. And you know, a live performance can have that. And by healing, I mean, where else are you going to be weeping other than at a funeral or at a movie? At a show, you can communally weep. And of course, this is very healing. And so I get to have that moment with these people that I love so much, celebrating this person who means so much to me. So this is my answer to that's why I'm playing this song. It's still a drag though.
Pusieron preso a tu marido, Guillermina. Pusieron preso a tu marido, Guillermina.
Through the years, I thought about other songs that I maybe would talk about today, but this one reminded me that I've spent so much of my life feeling like a Venezuelan in America, or an American in Venezuela. You know, when I'm there, I'm an American. When I'm here, I'm Venezuelan. And I feel there's that disconnect from my ancestry. You know, I feel disconnected from my ancestry. And hearing this song, when I first discovered this song, it felt like the kind of songs that I want to write, the kind of music that I want to write, and the kind of things that I want to have someone sing to me. I felt like this is my kind of thing. And so it connected me with something much deeper than, you know, a family member. Connected me with the kind of the spirit of this country that I grew up in and my family is from. And so it felt like an heirloom I felt like I had possession of an heirloom. The way that I'm wearing my grandmother's ring on my pinky and her earrings right now. This song felt like an ornament. You know, I identified so much with that song as opposed to having a culture imposed upon you. You can't avoid certain types of music walking down the street there. It's a very musical place. It's amazing. It's beautiful. But this was like discovering something that was just mine. So that's how it changed my life.
Para mi amada que está al llegar. Para mi amada.
Devendra Banhart on the song that changed his life, Guillermina by Simone Diaz. Banhart is in the midst of a massive worldwide tour in support of his newest album, Flying Wig. Let's hear one more song from it. This is Twin. That's the end of another episode of Bullseye. Bullseye is created from the homes of me and the staff of Maximum Fun in and around Greater Los Angeles, California. You won't be surprised to learn that when there was a storm in Los Angeles the other day, a bunch of huge branches fell out of the big old tree outside of my house. I can see them. They're like stacked up in the street right now.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Lisa. Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Lisa.com to learn more. That's LEESA.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation.